Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From yet another younger jazz cat making the modern world of jazz move in the right direction, or flow, as you will. That was trumpeter and bandleader Etienne Charles back in 2013 with the song The Folks off his CD called Creole Soul. So he was born in Trinidad, and from there he relocated first to Florida, then to New York to further that jazz dream of his. He went on to graduate from Florida State University and respectively from the Juilliard program in New York. He's released a handful of critically acclaimed albums. He tours all over the place and teaches jazz trumpet at Michigan State University these days. And speaking of making albums and the potential to be prolific, which I believe he is, Mr. Charles spoke with Neon Jazz about just that.
I mean, an album is basically just an audio picture of what's going on musically in a band's realm at a time. We continue to grow, and as a result, we continue to record, as we learn things, as we learn sounds, as we learn stories, as we learn history, as time changes, as life changes, as events get tense or not, we move forward. And so, I mean, I won't really consider it prolific. I'm grateful for people who think that.
And rightfully so, the press digs him the most. The New York Times says he is one of jazz's most ambitious soloists and composers. Jazz Times calls him a daring improviser, and Downbeat celebrates his tone as melodically captivating and rhythmically agile and makes his music immediately pleasing. This is a cat that is just getting his feet off the ground. More to come, much, much more. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is again getting its jazz feet off the ground with a crop of new young cats led by the great trumpet man, Herman Mahari, right here in world champion Kansas City, Missouri, readying to work an hour of jazz into your very life and making it sound good along the way. So Charles was taught by one of his mentors, the veteran jazz pianist at Florida State, professor, pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader, a very busy cat, Mr. Marcus Roberts, with the 1989 song, The Truth Is Spoken Here, and I would think it is. Wouldn't you say over there?
What?
Hi, this is Trumpet ETN Charles, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was the saxophonist currently based out of Iowa City, Iowa, Jeff Miguel, with a cut off his 2015 CD, his latest one, Perseverance. That tune was called Puerto Bacaizo Moreno. He's originally from Northern Illinois, and he's traveled around the world. This emerging jazz cat has taken an interest in composition and arranging on a variety of jazz styles, and he really focuses on melody and sophisticated chord progressions to express himself, and he's good at it. He's been busy across all kinds of genres, of course in jazz, R&B, reggae, rock, hip-hop, and funk. And along with the music, he works locally as an educator, giving clinics to high school bands and providing private lessons. From a cat big on the European scene with his clarinet, this is jazz man Gianni Basso, joined by Guy Lafitte with their take on the classic Cherokee.
I'm Glenn Dixon of Nastuli's Dream, and we have a new album out called Blood. I'm honored to have spoken to and worked with Joe Domino's Neon Jazz.
That was clarinetist, band leader, and composer Glenn Dixon with his band Nastuli's Dream. That was the title track off a very tasty 2016 CD, their latest offering, simply called Blood. So Glenn is a graduate of the New England Conservatory of Music, and he started getting his chops going with the Shirim Klezmer Orchestra, going across the USA, Canada, and Europe. He was featured on Woody Allen's Deconstructing Harry soundtrack. He performed with the Philly Pops and many other wild and wonderful projects over his very storied career. This band, Nastuli's Dream, emerged in the late 1990s as a new music project for the members of the traditional klezmer band. And with this brand new album, Glenn had some thoughts to impart with Neon Jazz about the recording and experience.
I don't know how people should react to it. From day one with this band, I've always thought, wow, what do people think when they hear us? I can't really imagine, you know. It's sort of an amalgam of so many different things, and to me, I guess the main thing is that they hear something that's sincere and not contrived.
So Glenn and the band have had a long association with John Zorn. So let's listen to the avant-garde composer, arranger, producer, saxophonist, and a multi-instrumentalist. This is a cut live in 1989 with the tune Eastern Incident.
Thank you. Listen and please hear. It's me on jazz, Joe Dimino, and I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head.
Led by Patrick Nolan on the piano and the guitar, with his band in tow, that was the tune Passage to Thought. And helping Patrick get there is Peter Vancura on acoustic bass, Laurie D'Amico on percussion, and Rusty Jones back there on the drum kit. It's a very nice album full of deep soundscapes that would sound awfully good in any jazzy collection out there. And speaking of textures, soundscapes, and the like, let's keep that flow going around here. This is La Resistencia in 2016 with the tune Sofa en Vivo, next on this Viva La Neon Jazz episode.
Hi, this is Cyril Aimee, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
You're an old smoothie, I'm an old softie, I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you. You're an old meanie, I'm a big booby, I just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you. Poor me, you played me for a sap. Poor you, you thought you laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew you've done just what I wanted you to. Silly old smoothie, crafty old softy, I stick like putty to the hands of a boy like you.
Are you kidding me? That was singer extraordinaire Margaret Eleanor Whiting way back there in the Golden Rim of Jazz in 1955 with the tune You're an Old Smoothie off the LP Love Songs. And smoothing out this episode in style is the Czech jazz combo called the SH Quintet with the 2000 tune called Zvit off their CD called Parnas. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions.
Jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one old smoothie himself.
I'm glad you had a word to follow that first one. Old. Don't hold that note too long.
Old smoothie. And what do you got to say, Miles? Is this a smoothie, Miles? Okay. So, with that, reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us a song suggestion or two. We always love to hear from you. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Go for
Thanks,
it.
Miles. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Woo!
All right.
Neon Jazz.